everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am super excited to cover off some of the most important things you will ever learn about your human design in this episode. We're going to talk strategy and authority. But before we get to that, I really just want to touch base to say hello and thank you to all the human design newbies. I'm just getting so many messages, especially on Instagram and through my email, just to say that you're new and you're learning and you're loving human design. So welcome to the community. It's lovely to have you here. Now, for all of you that are newbies, and maybe some of you that have been listening for a while, but you haven't had the right opportunity, thing to respond to, invitation, whatever it may be, to really get into human design, well, we have created Human Design 101 for you. Human Design 101 includes all the types, all the strategies, all the authorities, and all the profiles for you so that you can start on your journey to integrate your human design into your life and to be able to understand those that you love, the ones you live with, the people that you work with, and all the other humans around you. It'll give you everything that you need to really start your human design experiment. So check out the link in the show notes. It's only $99 Australian, super cheap, and it gives you hours of content to support you starting your own human design experiment. Brilliant. All right. Now, on that note, when I first came to human design, there were not many people out there doing it. And the people, all the people that I trained with had been doing human design or studying or teaching human design for at least a decade, if not closer to two, because I was lucky to sort of come across people that had been around when it all started to sort of kick off. And one of the things that I've really noticed as human design has taken off is the overcomplication of the content. So what's happening is that when I first started learning, everyone would say the same thing. Okay, so everyone would just say that, you know, if you had emotional authority, then you had no, you know, you had no truth in the now. That's what everyone would say. Now, because there are so many people that have been experimenting, teaching, doing their own experiments, studying, going deep, adding their opinions, adding their experiences, like we're all doing it. We're literally all evolving human design as we speak, as you listen to this podcast. And that's a good thing. You know, human design is a beautiful, amazing structure for us to be ourselves, but it's not who we are. And it's not to be, you know, a dogma, just another dogma for people to follow and give away their power to. So it's all good, right? However, one of the things I think is a challenge, and especially the way I'm sort of seeing it out there, is that it's overcomplicating what should be simple. And today I really want to talk about strategy and authority and really almost go the other way and oversimplify it, because understanding your strategy and authority is the most important thing of human design. I don't care what anyone else says. Because at the end of the day, if you understand or you listen to your strategy and authority and you follow it, then you will get to where your soul wants to go. You will reach your, inverted commas, destiny. You will learn the lessons. You will
transcend the levels of evolution. You will do all the things and be the human you came here to be. You don't need to know all the other details. You really don't. You really just have to have a great relationship with your strategy and authority. So what does that mean? Well, number one is understanding that there is no such thing as perfection. Okay, so when we come to strategy and authority, it's not about getting it right. It's really not about getting it right. And this is something that I hear so much, like, well, how do I do it? And what does it feel like? And what should I be doing? And how should I respond to it? And what? And lots of mind questions, which, of course, because when we start learning human design, by definition, we're learning. It's coming in through the mind, and the mind is trying to make sense of it. But what I would really encourage you to do is to go into experimentation mode. Like, be the mad scientist. Just give it a go. Give the feelings a go. Ask yourself or the universe, like, what does responding look like? What does it feel like? What do invitations look like, feel like? What happens when I slow down and take a lot of time for energy to move through me over weeks or 28 days so that I can then make my own mind up? What is that like? Experiment. Because ultimately, strategy and authority will bring you home. They really will, and they're simple. So imperfection is a really big part of it. Just have a go. Just discover what is true for you. What, you know, the question that I actually asked a private client this morning, and it's a question that I really encourage everyone to ask yourself, instead of saying, what is responding or how do I respond or anything like that, ask yourself a better question. Ask yourself, let's say, classic for me, I will often get downloads in the shower, right? And if I just take that moment, download, oh, it's completely internal. Well, actually, what's true for me is that the shower is actually something that my channel, if you like, responds to. When I'm in water, whether I'm in the ocean or I'm in the shower, my response is often downloads from source, my intuition, my guides, things drop in. So what is true for me is that often when I'm in water, I respond with insight. Okay. So learning to discover what is true for you is really, really important. Sticking to the rules isn't going to get your relationship between your strategy and authority strong, because the rules are made for, you know, Ra made the original rules, right? For him. And now each incarnation, there's plenty of teachers that just taught exactly the way Ra taught because that's what he wanted. Now we have a lot of people who are blurring the lines, you know, creating their own version of things. They're bringing their own insights, even changing the language. There's all sorts of things going on. So I invite all of you to really be curious about what's true for you. What does strategy look like, feel like, sound like? All of those things for you. Now, the next thing I want to share is that the simplest form of strategy and authority is that the strategy is how the universe talks to you and authority is how you talk to the universe. Okay? It's really that simple. It's a communication loop. All right? So if you think about, okay, well, if I keep my communication loop clean and clear, then all of a sudden you're going to experience more flow and less resistance because it's all about trusting that process. So if the universe is talking to you through your strategy and you are a manifester, then you have to trust that flow of energy that comes through you because the universe is literally communicating to you. What is it inspiring you? What do you want to create? What do you want to initiate? That is the universe speaking to you. And then if you have emotional authority, then it's all about, okay, well, what does my body, what does my spirit, what does my body wisdom have to say to that? Then allowing that energy, that information, that experience to percolate, that communication to percolate. And then all of a sudden, the solar plexus, when it comes to a point where the light goes green, this is the way it really feels like in my body, that things can percolate, percolate, percolate. And then clarity for me just feels like a green light. Off you go. And then that's your body responding. So keeping it really, really simple and asking yourself better questions. How specifically does my authority feel like when it's a yes? What specifically does my authority feel like when it's a no? It could even be like, when I don't know, what is it trying to tell me? Or when I don't know, when in the past has, you know, not knowing, has it ever been a yes or a no? Like just getting curious, asking yourself better questions. Because if you invest the time and energy in your strategy and authority, then you're going to find that the rest of your design comes really easily because you will be in alignment with it. So you might then practice this for a couple of months and then you go, okay, cool, I'm going to go down the gates. I'm going to start with my sun and earth because they're my most prominent energies. And you'll be like, yeah, oh my goodness. You'll feel the resonance of like, yes, those energies are me. Yes, that's how I express it. Oh, okay, I might be expressing it a bit in the shadow. I can definitely express it in a higher expression. Brilliant. But often if we're in our mind and we're trying to think our way to strategy and authority, people can't get the clarity because the mind needs clarity. The mind is never going to have the clarity that it needs. Let me be super clear about that. So when we first, then we experiment instead of needing clarity, then all of a sudden things are going to start to flow because everything's going to be just a little bit different for every single human. Okay. Although the structure is the same, the unique experience will be ever so slightly different from person to person. So really starting to build the muscle around, okay, so what is true for me? So one of the things I see that really stops people from really practicing their strategy and authority is the fear of getting it wrong. You know, it might be an emotional authority that's like, well, I just feel like it's a yes, but I have to wait. One thing that I discovered when I actually let go of all the rules, often when it's a yes for my solar plexus, it feels like it's just right now. But actually, if I'm really, if I sit with it for a moment and I look to the past, it's been percolating in my awareness for quite a while. So it's just that the green light is like, yep, we're all clear here. We have a go. So what I want you to understand is that like you cannot screw it up. It's really important that you just take the action that even if your mind tells you, well, I don't know what responding is. Am I responding to this? Am I responding to that? What is responding? Just tell yourself, well, this could be it, so I'm going to respond. If you get the results that you're wanting to get, then the odds are you are in alignment. You are responding. If you get the results that you don't want, that you or you're just not getting anything that you want, then there's a good indication that that wasn't your strategy or that wasn't the way your authority is speaking to you. So pay attention to the real-time results that you get because they don't lie. The world that we've created in our external reality is our truth, whether we like it or not. So if you live with pain or judgment or criticism, that's because it exists in your internal world. And as human beings, we are so far from being perfect. We really are. We're never going to get it, inverted commas, right. In fact, let's be honest, there is no such thing as right or wrong. But what human design teaches us is if we practice and we ask ourselves what's true for us, then and only then will we really start to experience the results in our life that we know we are destined to receive. And that is what I want everyone to do. One of the big things through this strategy and authority as well is like starting to let go of needing external validation. You are going to get it wrong and sometimes you're going to make choices that you think feel like they're right and then you're going to realize, oh, actually, I was just avoiding something I don't want to do or a fear or a block or, and that's fine because it's all part of your lesson. It's when you become aware of those things that you continue to move forward through them. And remember that we live in a universe of polarity. So the times you, inverted commas, get it wrong will give you a really big clue in how to, inverted commas, get it right. So paying attention to all the things that work and don't work so that you can then just trust the process. I know for me, having emotional authority and a defined sacral. And I'm a split definition. So my sacral is connected to my throat. So it always wants to go. It always wants to, you know, have a party and talk a lot. And then my solar plexus is slow and calm and chilled. And it's definitely the wiser part of myself. And it's, you know, part of the time in conflict almost with the other part of me. However, as I've got to understand my authority, even if my sacral, even if there's this big energy of go, 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 I can just check in and just ask, you know, like, is it a green light? And I can feel it's not quite a green light yet. It's just not. So it's a yes. I know I'm going to do this thing, or I'm going to go this place, or, you know, be this human being, but I'm waiting for that green light. So instead of, once you learn the information, experiment with it. Discover what's true for you. And then, you know, go from there. One of the things I heard, I've heard quite a bit is like different ways people, if they have mental authority, like they're a mental projector or they're a self-projected, so either a G-center or a will center, so a projector or a manifester authority. You know, like just talk it out. People talk to their dogs, people talk to their spirit guides, people journal it out. Because there's not so much information out there for these not as popular authorities, it's almost like they've been, and reflectors are the same, right? They've had to kind of work it out for themselves. They've had to experiment a bit more because they don't have, you know, so much information on it. And I think that this is really helpful because we do live in the information age, right? And one of the problems with the information age is that there's a lot of misinformation as there is, you know, good information. So again, always let your results be your guide. This is one of my biggest drivers. It's a thing I want to drum into so many people. Like, results are everything. Don't work with a coach if they don't have their results. Don't do something if people say something will happen and it doesn't. Like, always check out the results. And if someone has the results you want, that's who you want to go to. If your authority is telling you, nope, don't go down this road, look at the results, you know. Do you get the results you want by saying no? Of course you freaking do if you're aligned to your strategy and authority. So pay attention to the results. When practicing strategy and authority, this is not new, I'm going to tell you again, people, start with things that you are not attached to. Instead of starting with the big life decisions, like should you change countries or, you know, buy a house? Like, these are the bigger questions that your strategy and authority can absolutely guide you on better than anyone else or anything else. However, if you just new to human design and you're putting that much pressure on yourself to get it, inverted commas, right, then it can feel like you can't hear your strategy and authority. You can't hear that communication loop. And it's true because you're spending too much time in your mind. So another little mini hack of how you can be more in alignment with your strategy and authority. Super simple. I want you to do things like meditation, journaling, walking out in nature, swimming in the ocean, anything that cleanses and clears your energy and brings you to the present moment is going to help you hear that communication loop, especially for authorities that aren't as loud. Like a sacral authority is super loud. It's a bigger energy, you know. Emotional authority is, it can be all over the place, or it can be quite, you know, not a messy ocean. It can be quite a balanced ocean. So really, and you know, if you think about splenic authority as well, you know, like it's a whisper and it really starts out as a whisper. So giving yourself the opportunity to cleanse your aura, cleanse your energy, and receive from the universe, from spirit, from God, from Mother Earth. So anything that cleanses and clears your energy is going to help you to amplify that connection with your strategy and authority. So just to sum up, strategy is the universe talking to you. Authority is you talking to the universe. It's a communication loop. So be sure to invest in good communication. Align yourself to what is true for you experiment, practice, record your findings. And if you just master one thing in your design, let it be your strategy and authority, because it will change your world. Thanks everyone for joining. It's been lovely having you here, and I'm super pumped and excited to have you on the next podcast. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.